So you think I'm a little bratty? Wild, untamable. So strong wild that I can't be controlled. Well, I think you like that about me. It gives you a challenge. I mean, who wants a woman who is so pliable that she does everything a man needs whenever he demands it? Seriously, where's the fight? The banter, the request and refusal, and the delicious pleasures that follow? And if I did everything you want whenever you wanted it, then where are my desires in all of this? I'm a woman with secret thoughts that I harbor, with fantasies and delicious taboos that I've kept private from you, at least up to now. I'm a woman who wants things that I know I shouldn't, but that I can't stop thinking about. Because the thought of experiencing something that forbidden, that dirty, well, it leaves me flushed and a little breathless. I'm a woman with fire and my own will. A woman of substance who won't take shit from you. So when you say, fuck you, to me, I don't even bother to reply. But instead, I give me an elegant finger or two, turn around, and walk away. Head held high, knowing I'm right. Convinced of my own correctness. Hips swaying, taunting you, provocative. The switch of my delicious cheeks, just visible under my dress. A movement that is profoundly sexual, and one that has always transfixed you when you watch me from behind. You think, this is who I want. You want a brat. You crave non-compliance, admit it. You desire defiance. You don't need me to be your personal plaything, your little toy. Unless, of course, that's what I want. I like to plead with you and tell you that I need to be fucked. My gorgeous eyes gazing into yours, unashamed and feral. Begging you to take me. And if I really want to turn you on, I call you daddy. I moan, please daddy, fuck me. And I can always predict your response. Because that's when you decide to play a little game. That's when daddy becomes that brat too. You tell me, sure, I'll fuck you, baby, but I have a condition. And a shock of arousal tangles between my legs. Because I know your condition. Whatever it is, it will be exquisite. I'll wait patiently until you inform me of your wish. I'll fuck you, but only if you spread yourself or daddy. You tell me that I'll need a very specific item. And that I should go to my drawer or makeup cabinet and get a nice, soft makeup brush. Choose one with the most delicious bristles, you tell me, because soon it will be a very special place. And I shiver at the thought of the delight to come. And you ask me the question, even though you already know my answer. Do you want daddy? Yes, I want daddy. I want him to please me. To make me feel good. I want his skin against mine. His smell in my nostrils. The sound of his breath in my ear. His warm, strong hands all over me. Stroking my back. Smoothing my thighs. Caressing my breasts. But I know those things come at a price, and that daddy only does them for a special girl. And I want to be that girl for you. To be your good girl. I like telling you that. Letting you know that I want to be your special girl. But I know that you won't do all those delicious things to me just because I say you want them. I'm going to have to earn them. You tell me that I can keep my top on if I like, but that you need me to take off my panties. You need me to open for you. I squirm, I ache, I throb at the thought. Because I would really like that, to be open for daddy. So I lie back on the bed and open my legs as wide as I can. Spread yourself, pressure from my thighs, tucks at my lips. I see you at the end of the bed. Smiling at my beauty, breathing in my smell, transfixed by the drops of moisture that force themselves out of me and glisten on my lips. When I show myself to you this way, when I open up for you, and I know that I'm exposed, pink and trembling in excitement, and what's to come, so vulnerable, but so lustful. That's when you love me the most. Did I do that to you, Daddy? Just by showing myself to you? Just by smelling this way? Do you want to touch yourself, Daddy? Go on, stroke it. Do it for me. Please. Fuck, I need you to touch me, Daddy. Please, please use my brush. I was so good, I got it ready, just like you asked me to. Will you paint me? Tenderly, erotically. That's it. Oh, fuck. You're not. That feels really good, baby. When you slide those soft bristles over my lips, you pull my labia from side to side, teasing me, opening me up. Can you see me, Daddy? Do you like how pink and glistening I am? For you. Oh, fuck. I'm so in. I'll bet I taste so good. Just a few drops of me on your tongue. Please, lick me there. Do I taste good? Am I a good girl for you? Are you still stroking yourself for me? Do you need some lube? Some natural lube? Can I spread my sticky honey all over your cockhead? Do you hurt for me, Daddy? Is my juice soothing? Can I give you some relief? Keep stroking as you paint me. Yeah, just there. That's it. Fuck, a little bit of pressure. And, the bristles, they're inside my lips. That looks so beautiful. My soft lips enclosing the head of the brush. Fuck, so beautiful. Please, Daddy, let me feel it. That's it. Very slowly, all the way up your pussy. Fuck, that is so sexy. The bristles are so good. Look at them. Oh, they're dripping with me. Fuck, please study. Wipe the head of your brush on my clitoris. I want to feel my wetness kissing her. Swirl it around. Make little circles on her. Now push it upwards in little flakes. Just like that. Look at her. That's weak clitoris. She's trembling. Will you kiss her? Please. Please take care of me. Make me come, please. I've done my best for you to be such a good girl for you. I feel so good. Daddy, I'm so tight for you. You're gonna make me come. Please, Daddy, make me come. And I want you to come too. I want to please you, Daddy. Please, baby, come for me. And I'm gonna come for you, Daddy. And be your good girl. Exquisite provocation. What a perfect daddy you are.